Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 365, Good to All. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Psalm 145, verse 9. Let that land for a moment. The Lord is good, not was good back when things were going well, not will be good once you finally get it all figured out, is good, right now, present, moving. And today, on the last day of the year, when your mind is still running through everything, what worked, what didn't, what you lost, what you hoped for and never saw, the Word of God doesn't come to audit your year. It comes to anchor you in something that doesn't rise or fall with how your year went. The Lord is good. And look at how the psalmist says it. Not good to those who deserve it. Not good to those who kept their faith strong enough. Good to all. That means the person who arrives at day 365 stumbling. The one who lost someone. The one who broke a promise they meant to keep. The one who is too worn down even to feel hope right now. God's goodness has no qualifying list. It is for all, and that means it is for you, exactly as you showed up today. And there's more. His mercy is over all that He has made. Not just over your victories and your bright moments of faith. Over every corner of this year, the hard months, the quiet failures, the days you'd rather not remember, every part of this year that is closing was covered by the mercy of God. There were moments you didn't feel His hand. I know that feeling. I think we all do. But look back now, slowly, and you'll find the traces of grace where you least expected them. A conversation that shifted everything. A door that closed and turned out to be protection. A person who showed up at exactly the right time. That was God's mercy. It was there.
And that goodness never stayed in heaven as a distant idea. It came down. It took on flesh. It walked among us in Christ Jesus, who touched the forgotten, who went to the cross, not out of obligation, but out of love. Every mercy you live this year carries the face of Jesus. Every time you weren't crushed by what you were carrying, that was Him. Every time you found strength you didn't know you had, that was Him. And now the calendar turns. A new page. And maybe you feel that strange mixture of relief and anxiety that the turning of a year brings. But hear this. The same Lord who was faithful in the year that is ending is already ahead of you, in love of the one that begins. He doesn't need to get ready for your tomorrow. He is already there. The turning of the year is not a threat. It is an invitation. An invitation to step into what's new with confidence, because the goodness that held you here will hold you there. So today, before breakfast, pause for 2 minutes. Just two. Name out loud, not in your head, out loud, 3 moments this year when God's goodness was real to you. They can be simple, they can be small, just name them, and then tell Him, also out loud, I trust your goodness into the year ahead. Do that. It is not a small thing. It is an act of faith that opens the door of the new year with gratitude and hope. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.